Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropf.
Yeah, it's complicated, folks, or at least that's the excuse given by pathetically ineffective Republicans in the Oregon legislature. Yeah, it's complicated. That's why we gotta do less resistance to the Democrats ramming their agenda through. You know why it's complicated? It's called billions of dollars of COVID cash, and they want their share of it. And you know what they're willing to do in exchange for it? Sell you out. And that's exactly what they're doing. Now, will they sell you out on other things besides just guns? Because they're doing that right now, we know. Will they sell you out on a property tax increase? Because they're not willing to walk out on that. Will they sell you out on forced vaccinations for COVID or your kids? Will they sell you out on taking away your remaining Second Amendment gun rights, your ability to defend your family with a gun guaranteed in the Constitution? Will they sell you out on turning loose violent, dangerous murderers and rapists? Will they sell you out on all of that because they think they can get billions of dollars to shower upon you in their districts and win your allegiance to love them forever? We're going to talk a little bit about that today. We're also going to talk, yeah, it is complicated. You bet it is. But the principles of liberty are not. And when the end result of Republicans not using every tool, legal and constitutional, to defend your rights, when they don't do that, the end result is a loss of your liberty, the loss of your rights, whether it's parental rights, whether it's your right to choose not to be vaccinated, or your children to be forced to be vaccinated, or your gun rights to defend your family. Yeah, it's complicated. But what's not complicated is that every one of us know, as human beings, we have certain rights. And these feckless Republicans will not stand up for them. Now, let's talk a little bit about vaccines. We're going to talk about vaccines today a little bit more because there's some new information I have become aware of. We're also going to talk about, yes, what I started the show with. The House Republicans decided, well, you know, instead of us making the Democrats slow everything down by reading every single word of every single bill, as Oregon's Constitution says you got to, yeah, we're not going to do that anymore. On the budget bills. Now, why would that be? Because they're all got their hand in the budget looking for all that billions of COVID cash. So much for principle. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about CNN claiming, hey, there's no way to tell if a baby is a boy or a girl at birth. Can you believe that? I can. And also, Freedom Foundation, first ever lawsuit of its kind in the nation, apparently. The Freedom Foundation has just sued yesterday The SEIU. The Oregon Department of Administrative Services, and somebody I've known for a long time, Katie Koba, who's the director, they just sued them under the federal RICO statutes. Organized racketeering statute. This is different. We're going to get into that a little bit too. All of this today on Political Coffee. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. And Barbara sent me a great email about mandating COVID shots. And I appreciate that because there is a piece about that from a website called Liberty Counsel. Experimental COVID shots cannot be mandated under federal law. They cannot be mandated. We talked a little bit about this yesterday. It doesn't mean that private people can try to assert that, yes, they can be mandated for you to do business with them. Remember, we talked about how that's going to play out tomorrow? That's true. And the next day. And the next day. Because under the emergency youth use authorization, the EUA, the law specifically says we have to have the option to accept or decline an experimental drug. And that's what all of these vaccines are. The mRNA injections are all authorized under the EUA. That means we have the under federal law, the ability to say no. Now, yesterday we talked about that first lawsuit that was filed by a corrections worker being told you have to have the vaccination. No, under federal law, you don't. Now, we'll talk a little bit more about this because compulsory vaccinations, there's something else I have learned about other vaccines that I didn't know about. And I'm going to share that with you in just a moment. I want to welcome a new sponsor to this radio show. It's Mr. Transmission, Myalex. It's Wilsonville Auto Repair. Yep, they're up in Wilsonville, just a short drive up the freeway from Salem. They are a new sponsor of this radio show. They offer general auto repair, but they specialize in transmissions, oil changes, and other things. In fact, they've got a certificate on their website, which is Wilsonville Mr. T Mile X. That's mile, the word mile with an X as in X-ray. Wilsonville Mr. T Myalex.com. In fact, the owners is a husband and wife. They're Bob and Cammie Bauer. And they've been doing this for a while. And they can take care of your problem on your transmission. Believe me, I actually had one in my I drive a 94 Ford pickup with 364,000 miles on it now. And I've had the transmission rebuilt once. And recently it was just kind of slamming a little bit hard when I go into reverse. Had it checked out. Everything seems to be fine. But they serviced it. You got to do. And I hadn't had the transmission serviced in probably 10, 12 years. You probably should do it more often than that. So why don't you go see the folks, Bob and Cammie Bauer in Wilsonville at Mr. Transmission, Myalex. Again, check out their website. They've got a $200 off transmission repair coupon on their website. It's Wilsonville, Mr. T, MyalX.com. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. No, you cannot be forced under federal law to take the vaccination. Now, Boley says employers may, in fact, look at Boley's website, employers may require workers to receive a COVID-19 vaccine with some exceptions. The EEOC, which is another federal agency, has released guidance under federal law that makes it clear that employers may require workers to receive a COVID-19 vaccine with limited exceptions. Employers cannot require vaccinations in the workplace if they employ specific types of workers or have contractual limitations. Now, they get into, under civil rights and disabilities law, employers with mandatory COVID-19 vaccine policies will need to consider requests for exceptions for individuals in sincerely held religious convictions or a disability that prevents them from receiving. Now, this first COVID lawsuit goes further than this, and it goes back to federal law saying that under the EUA, at least with the COVID vaccines, they cannot mandate it because it is not approved. And the EUA specifically, in the language of it, you have to have the option to accept or decline an experimental drug. Now, here's what I did not know. And I want to thank a listener who sent me to this website. It's actually another website. It's called Informed Consent. informedconsentdefense.org is the actual website. A couple of things I did not know is there is enormous evidence that these lawyers have filed in federal court. There's enormous evidence that there are many chronic conditions in adults and children that are far worse than those in the population of adults and children that have not been vaccinated with all kinds of vaccines. The data in this lawsuit is pretty stunning. But so also is another little fact about vaccines that on a moral ground I did not know. And I'll share that with you when we come back from the break. 6:20 in the morning. You're listening to Political Coffee.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Stop the car. 22 minutes past the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. 503-589 is the Power Buick GMC talk line if you want to call and comment. You know, yesterday I asked this question. What would you do if your employer says you must have the COVID shot? Well, the first lawsuit has been filed to say, no, you can't do that. We talked about that yesterday. And under the EUA, according to IC.org, that's or LC.org, that's LibertyCouncil.org, LC.org, experimental COVID shots cannot be mandated. This is an article they wrote as of March 9th of this year. Under the EUA, you must be given the option to accept or decline an experimental drug. And that's what all of these are. Now, Boley is trying to, here in Oregon, is trying to say, well, no, I mean, you know, you have to have like a religious exemption. That's true. They're trying to make it seem like you don't have any choice, folks. By the way, did you see that there's an article on the Liberty Daily today that 8 people were hospitalized, 2 people died in Washington State after getting the Chicom virus vaccine? And then, of course, where is this? There's another one here. Oh, 102 people in Washington State test positive for the Chicom virus after getting fully vaccinated. Fully vaccinated. All interesting, is it not? Now, you know what else I learned about vaccines that I did not know? And I did a lot of reading about this. Kudos to the folks at Oregonians for Medical Freedom for educating a lot of us. These are liberal Democrat pro-choice women who joined with conservative pro-life Republican women and others to come together to fight forced vaccinations of kids 3 years ago. Well, in the process of that, they helped educate State Senator Dennis Linthicum, who's from Klamath Falls. And Senator Linthicum educated a lot of me about this. He gave me a book about it, about autism. I have a grandson who's partially autistic, and how vaccines may be a huge driver of that. Well, this story on informedconsentdefense.org is about this lawsuit that was filed in February of this year in federal court, saying with actual evidence of studies proving that vaccines are decimating the American population. And by the way, the DOJ's strongest argument about that is in defense, by the way, and they provide all of this on the website. The DOJ's strongest argument, and their exact quote is this. Now listen, quote, any suggestion from a court that vaccines are not safe would cause embarrassment from multifarious pronouncements by various departments on one question, unquote. It would embarrass the political elite in Washington, D.C. That's the reason for not allowing a lawsuit with absolute definitive proof, and they show you as you scroll down the page something I didn't know. Chronic conditions as a result of all kinds of vaccines are many times more worse in people, adults and children, who've been vaccinated than those who have not been. Now, here's what I teased you with before we went to the break. The Liberty Council has another page about the truth about COVID vaccines and alternatives. I did not know that a lot of our other vaccines are derived from aborted babies. I didn't know that chickenpox, hepatitis A, and rubella vaccines are produced solely from aborted fetal tissue. And you do not have an alternative. Even most physicians who oppose abortion don't realize that these vaccines are made from aborted fetal tissue. And there's a ton, including the Nuremberg Code, which is a whole different thing that I'm learning about. All of this, folks, is very interesting, but it all comes back to the issue of liberty, your liberty, and how deeply in jeopardy it is. You need to have the right to make the decision about any vaccination, whether it's for your children or whether it is for COVID. You need to have the right to decide. Now, sadly, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that you can be forced. It's a ruling that needs to be overturned. There are mixed rulings, but one of them is the really scary one, was from a long time ago. Forced sterilization. All of this is about liberty, friends, and why Republicans need to develop a spine of titanium and stand up in the Oregon legislature against all kinds of tyrannical ideas. I want to thank Freedom Heating and Air again for being one of our great sponsors of this radio show. They are a company based in Salem. They've been here a long time, and they've been here a long time through the ups and downs of business cycles because they take really good care of their customers. Because they make your life better. When you got a problem, they can come and fix it immediately. And not just for your home, but for apartments and commercial buildings. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. That's their website, FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. It's 6:30, back in a moment. More about some of the other things going on out there, but your thoughts about resisting force.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Stop the car. 24 minutes till the top of the hour. Great to have you back with us. Lots of interesting things going on here today, including the new lawsuit. First ever racketeering lawsuit against the SEIU. We'll get into that. Also, your phone calls, 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Will you use your federally guaranteed exemption under federal law to refuse an experimental vaccine? If your employer says, nope, you gotta have one, what will you do? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. I take CBD because it works for me. It's an all-natural way of dealing with, you know, some of my pain because I overdo it when I work out or just work sometimes. And I've got some old injuries, and they flare up from time to time. CBD works really well for me. It's not medical. It's all natural. But not all CBDs are the same. But the one CBD product and the one company that you can absolutely be assured is going to give you the best quality product there is, that's a company based in Salem here. It's called Pro Bioscience. And you can see all of their great products at pro-bioscience.com. That's their website, pro-bioscience.com. I use their pain stick because it really works for me when I have various pains from, again, old injuries for me, or when I just overdo it because I do lift weights and sometimes I just overdo it. And the pain stick just works miracles. And it lasts a long time. I've never used any kind of a pain relief cream or anything that lasts as long as this pain stick does. So why don't you check it out? Check out their website, pro-bioscience.com. That's pro and then the dash mark, bioscience.com. If you buy any of their products online, use the discount code. This is the last day. The discount code, the word change. Change. And you get 15% off. Pro-bioscience.com. Plus, you can also buy their products on the shelf at the tobacco pouch on Edgewater. Pro-bioscience.com. An unnamed state employee sent me information, reminded me about the Nuremberg Code last week, which expressly prohibits mandatory participation in any medical experiment, including experimental vaccines. Mandatory vaccines are also prohibited under Oregon statute, ORS 431A-15, which clearly provides the right of all of us to refuse vaccination based on medical contraindications or on the basis of religious or conscientious objections. Now, the Boley page on this, and I'll have that on the website, also references references a slightly different statute, ORS 433.416 and 433. They have to have reasonable accommodations. We'll see as these new lawsuits make their way through the courts. Tom writes, my daughter is a nurse in a cardiac unit in Oregon. She was fully vaccinated over a month ago with two Pfizer shots. Well, she called me yesterday after receiving a positive COVID test. So what good is a vaccine if you get it and you still get sick? Again, it's not rocket science to figure it out. Corby writes, great show, Jeff. Thanks for talking about the subject I've been sending to you and saying since I started listening to your show. Too bad I couldn't get people to listen long ago. And Rich writes, regarding the Youth Liberation Front, things I ponder this morning. I feel sorry for the accountants for the Democrat Communist Party and Act Blue and other groups like this. In the past, the Democrat Communist Party used to just give money to the KKK. Now they have all these different names for the same group. Youth Liberation Front, Antifa, BLM. It's really just confusing. So does Kate Brown or Tina Kotek or whoever does it write separate checks, or do they just send the money to Act Blue and other clearinghouses for evil and let them sort it out? Wow, what about a confusing job they have? The international terrorist groups have, I imagine, figured out that problem a long time ago. Maybe they've helped out or put on classes for the accountants here. I wonder how much they charged. Laugh out loud. Or did they have at least three bids? Laugh out loud. A little dark humor for your coffee time this morning. That is dark, Rich. Thanks. All right, to the phones, 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. We'll start with our first caller, then we'll move to Art. Caller, who are you? What's on your mind?
Hey, my name is Jess. I called before you put me down as Jeff.
Yeah, so it's Jess. All right, is it Jess with two
yes,
S's or
anyways,
one?
Well, it's pretty cool that you should mention the Nuremberg Code. In fact, I've been waiting pretty much over a year for people to catch up on that concept. And I'll just quote off the top of my head what I recall out of the Medical Code of Ethics of the Nuremberg Code. And it says something along the lines that a patient shall be so situated as to be free from duress or coercion and any ulterior motives to get that person to do whatever that doctor is trying to do to them. And so it clearly, you know, of course, we sent people to jail for that, and some people even swung from a rope based on that code and violating people's desires to be medically treated for whatever the purpose, against their will. And in this vein, we're in the same boat. I should have the right to choose. I should be so situated to be free from coercion or duress. And if that's taken away from me, these people who are applying this attitude, in my opinion, are no different than Nazi.
Well, I think that's a fair conclusion. I mean, I think anybody would reach that conclusion. As I'm reading through the Nuremberg Code provisions here, and I've got it up on the screen, Jess, I got to tell you, this is exactly what's happening today, but a little bit differently, okay? It differently because we're a more enlightened society now and all of these other things. Well, I tell you what, tyranny's tyranny, Jess, and history repeats itself, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. A tyranny just with a different coat of paint, the same animal.
You're right, and you can put all the lipstick on that pig you want, but it's still a pig rooting in the mud. Jess, thanks. Great call. Great point. Folks, check out the Nuremberg Code from 1947, folks. Came out of the Nuremberg trials. Now, these lawsuits that are happening in America are also happening in other countries, like the one in Norway and others. And it is based, at least in part, on the ethics part of this thing. We as human beings have a right to say whether we want to get vaccinated or not. We as human beings have the right to defend ourselves. Unless, of course, you have feckless Republican Oregon senators who will not walk out and support and defend the Constitution and allow gun bills to pass. Will they allow then forced vaccination bills to pass? What, if anything, will Oregon Republicans walk out of the session for and shut down the tyranny that led to the Nuremberg Code? Will Republicans have the courage to do any of it? Terry writes me an email, says, my grandkids are not vaccinated because of exactly what you referenced, and my children will quit their jobs before taking this experimental drug. You listed a book you're reading. Please tell me the name and the author here online. I want to give it to several people who do not understand what the mercury and now aluminum in the vaccines does to these tiny brains when they're young. Yes, I will send that book to you. It's actually written by an investment banker who had a son who had a severe reaction to vaccinations, multiple vaccinations at a young age. This young man now is highly autistic. This guy wrote this book. He lives in Lake Oswego, folks. It's incredibly well researched. And it was the first time I ever knew or heard anything about a U.S. court, a vaccine court, that allows you to go to that vaccine court and get paid. They've paid us something like almost $5 billion since the 80s for people who have been damaged from vaccines because you can't sue the vaccine makers. Let's go to Art. Art, where you been, friend? We've been wondering.
Well, I've been listening, Jeff. Lots of stuff going on and working and all that. So I'm always around. You know, some people are probably hooting and hollering. I haven't been sticking my 2 cents worth in.
Actually, yesterday I asked a question and I actually mentioned you on the show.
No, I heard you.
I was asked, you did. So what are you going to do if the state of Oregon says, you know what, you can't do business with us unless you can prove us you've been vaccinated? What are you going to do? Well, hang on, Art. I'll get you on the other side of the break, okay?
Okay.
All right, Art will be with us on the other side. It's 6:48 in the morning. Back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Stop the car. 10 minutes till the top of the hour, 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. We'll go back to Art in just a moment. Eric Azer, Righteous Renovations, is a contractor you can trust to do a really great job at remodeling your bathroom, maybe even your kitchen. Because you know what? There's nothing more disruptive. If you've ever done it, you know. Or if you know somebody whose life has been disrupted because they did a kitchen remodel and it took forever. You won't have that experience with Righteous Renovations. So check out their website. Look at all the great before and after photos of some of the great projects they've done. RighteousRenovations.com. RighteousRenovations.com. Check it out. Let's go back to Art. Art, so what will you do?
Well, the time hasn't come yet, Jeff. I haven't got my shot yet. And let me say to everybody that these shots are experimental to all of us. The That's first right. time we get the shot, how is our individual bodies going to react to it? And so it's an experiment and it's a crapshoot. Just like all the drugs we take, you look at the reactions that you could have on them, and some people have those reactions. And some people don't. That's why they put those warnings on the papers and the bottles and everything. And if you start to have those reactions, you're supposed to, quit taking it immediately. But once they shoot that stuff into your veins, you can't take it back. And so me, myself, and I have chosen that, hey, I'm going to wear my face mask, and I'm going to monitor myself. If I have a fever, I'm not, of course, going to run around contaminating everybody, and I'm going to wash my hands and practice safe measures, because you got to do that with everything. And we all have to remember that the flu shots, they're only 50% effective, Jeff. And if you don't wash your hands and all that other good stuff, you can still get the flu and be contagious in the whole nine yards. And that's the same thing with COVID. So, it's a scary situation. It's a life and death situation. Yeah. And we as individuals should be the ones that make the decisions on what we're going to do and how we're going to do it. And that's our rights as citizens of the United States and our medical rights. So, when they come up with this thing, hey, we're not going to let you work here, come into this building anymore unless you've had the vaccine, well, I guess I'm going to have to say, well, I decided I'm not going to fill my veins, because when I'm dead, I'm dead, and I'm not going to be coming in here anyway. And people have died from this vaccine. They can't deny that. And you know what I'm saying here, Jeff. So
yeah, no, I know. And it's a huge dilemma. And Art, I appreciate you sharing that with us and the honesty of that, because I don't know. I think I would just have to join with you and just say no. I mean, for a lot of reasons, I'm not putting this experimental stuff in my body, because first of all, it's experimental, number one. And number two is people are not only dying from it, but other people who have gotten the vaccinations are still getting COVID. So I question its effectiveness. And number three, if it came from aborted fetal tissue, from aborted babies, morally, I just can't do that. And I think you have to have the right to say that, no matter what, you have to have the right. Art, well said, and I appreciate you sharing that. Got to go to Tim, and then we'll move on to Rowan. Tim, get up. You're ready.
I am. Well, the government has demonstrated that the needs of the public are more important than parental rights. And I think that's the basis of communism. Government actions become adult supervision. And here's your child. Mommy, I don't have to because the governor said so. If you don't like the governor, how would you like her to be your children's mother and father? Because I think she'll think she's both.
So, I mean, fair point. Government is trying to create the thought process, as you point out, that you have to have government to save you because something so bad is happening out there that you got to trust them to save you. But yet, if you don't agree, can you be forced?
Can you be forced to give away your parental rights? Kim Thatcher, by the way, did a great job testifying on that.
Yes, she did. I mean, she's a rock star when it comes to that kind of stuff. No, what are we willing to accept? Seriously, are we willing to accept other things in our lives? I mean, I did not know that rubella, chickenpox, vaccines, and others are made from aborted fetal cells, aborted babies. I didn't know that. Tim, thanks for your call. Got to go to Rowan quickly. Rowan, good morning. Your thoughts?
Jeff, so the folks in Washington are embarrassed that we are pointing out the damage that this shot and others can do. They should move straight from embarrassed to ashamed, because embarrassment is fleeting, but a damaged person is for life.
That's right. If your body is forever damaged because you've taken an experimental vaccine, because you felt you were forced to, or your government made you fearful that you had to, and you're forever damaged, you have no recourse because you can't sue. Thank you, Rowan. Got to move to our next caller quickly. Caller, go. Who are you?
Well, good morning.
Oh, it's you. Okay.
Dr. Irving Hirsch from Harvard was on 60 Minutes a while back, and he quote, this is a quote, antidepressants don't work. When he said that, Leslie Stahl's jaw dropped. Then he said, the drugs for everything else don't work either. They don't have to submit all drug trials to be approved. This is still direct quote. He said, we need to start prescribing placebos because they often work better than any of the medications. The traditional ways of doing things are being challenged like never before, and COVID may turn out to be a blessing if it wakes people up.
I hope you're right. Thank you. Great point. And it's an accurate quote. Last call of the day. We'll move to Kathy. Kathy, good morning. You got to go quick. Kathy, good morning. Okay. Apparently we don't have Kathy. Look, folks, thanks to all of you. I appreciate you listening. I appreciate your participation in the show, giving us your opinion. Stand firm. Keep praying for this great country. Keep fighting and believing. We're going to prevail. Freedom will prevail. 6:59 in the morning. See you tomorrow, friends. Be blessed.